You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oh, yes.
Trying to get skinnier. What'd you guys see today? Did you like it?
It was beautiful.
So
those
good.
Buildings are really cool.
They talk.
Wow, you're going to rub it in too, huh?
Oh,
nice.
Shut up.
Well, you're picked to win the conference now, so why not, right?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Can you talk about Manny Bowen?
Yeah. Unfortunately, a couple days ago, Manny informed us that he is retiring from football. He's got a business opportunity that he felt was too good to pass up. And the opportunity was right now. And so he is exiting football and starting a business career. We wish him the best. Hate to see him go. You know, we were excited about what he was going to bring to the table this season. But that's all now a moot point. And we, like I said, we wish him well.
You've seen a lot. Is this a new one for you? A new explanation?
It is. It's, every year there's something new. And it surprised us completely because there was any hint or anything out of the ordinary, you know, all throughout summer training. All of a sudden it just came up, and so move forward.
How big of a setback is this for the people?
Well, we just move forward, and we've got good players in the program, Trenton Carlson, Devin Lloyd, Sione Lund, and we got plenty of good bodies, and if, you know, if he was going to hang up the spikes, it's better to do it right now at the get-go so we can start investing the reps into the other guys. So always moving forward, don't look back, and it's just part of the game.
Looking at offense, in what ways has Andy Ludwig's playbook evolved from his last time as your offensive coordinator?
Well, there's more similarities than differences, but, just little tweaks here and there to the route structures, maybe some additions to the run game, but the basis and the philosophy is not much different. And it's, like I said, at media days, the players are really excited about what he's brought to the table, and we got off to a good start today.
Will Zach be a receiver in Andy's new look?
He'll catch some balls, absolutely. Yeah, he'll catch some balls and not only screen passes, but he'll be involved in some routes, up the field.
Zach didn't have a lot of contact last year in training camp. Is it kind of the same plan this
same
year?
Same MO, yeah. Same MO, trying to get everyone to the first game healthy. And things have changed dramatically in the last 15 years. And it's to the point now where that's the, I think that's everybody's, most everybody's plan is to just try to preserve him and keep him healthy.
Does depth at running back help you do that a little bit?
It does.
You have so many bodies?
It does. And we're deeper at running back than we have been in a lot of years. And those two young kids look really good today, Makai Bernard and Jordan Wilmore.
Is there a clear-cut second guy behind Zach, or is that a battle to be fought?
It's a battle. And right now, Devonta Henry Cole is in that battle, Devin Brumfield, as well as the two young guys I mentioned. So it's going to be a good competition for that spot.
How deep are you at linebacker now? How many guys do you have that are game ready, and how many guys are a work in progress?
Game ready, three or four right now that are game ready, but we need six. We got to come away with six of them. That gives you a two deep in the 43 package, which you're not in a bunch, but some weeks that's what you play extensively, so you got to have a two deep, and so you got to have a couple guys step up and develop, and like I said, it's just move forward. The next guy that gets the opportunity has got to make the most of it.
You like Devin Lloyd a lot. Do you feel like he is game ready and he could be a playmaker for you?
Yes, he has played a lot of reps for us last year, and he's a guy that we have a lot of confidence in. Trenton Carlson, our late pickup from the JUCO ranks, is proven that was proven to be even more valuable now with the situation with Manny.
With Covey, what's the return like for him? Obviously, go through drills and stuff, but I mean, are you trying to push him for that BYU game? Or?
No, absolutely. Yeah, that's the goal and that's the objective. And he's on a pitch count right now, and he's he feels great, but you got to take it slowly and be judicious with the reps that he has and not start out too quick. But he feels great right now, and the objective is to not wear him out, because as soon as those knees get, start to swell up and stuff, then you have problems. So we're trying to avoid that.
Any other guys coming or going on the roster?
Bam Olesini is still expected to be here. We're hoping next Wednesday. That's the optimistic date, and maybe a few days after that is worst case scenario. At least that's what we hope. That's what it looks like right now. Could change. We'll see what happens.
Day one, the success, though, to be happy with what you saw?
Oh, yeah. And it was more just an extension of what these guys have been doing all summer long. It's, you know, it never really stops and you start up again. I mean, these guys have been having player-run practices, you know, two or three times a week all summer. So today was just a continuation of that, except the coaches get to be out there.
Where are Tyler and Zach mentally and physically after coming off the season ending?
They're both in a great spot. They're both completely healthy. They've got all their weight back. Zach is up to 220 and has no pain in his knee. And Tyler is over 200 pounds and looks and moving better than he ever has. So those two guys are in my opinion, poised for a big senior year.
How are you going to handle evaluation of the offensive line during camp?
Well, you know, that's a good question. We got
of course it is.
We got a work cut out for us there. That's one of the primary objectives of camp is to get the O-line solidified. We got three proven commodities in Orlando Umana and Darren Paulo and Nick Ford, but we got to build, you know, four or five guys around them. And so the new guys look, you know, they got a lot of promise. Now, we were just in no pads, and that'll be the case tomorrow as well. So we won't start to get a true read on those guys until we really get banged
so,
with the pads.
So then when you put the pads on, how much does that determine your scrimmage, given the fact you need to see
those
guys
live? Well, you don't
need
to scrimmage. You don't need to scrimmage to get a great idea what they're all about up front. You know, just the one-on-one pass rush drills, the 9-on-7 drills, the, you know, just the team drills that you do. Now, it doesn't have to be live to get a good beat on the front play.
How confident is this offense in running Ludwig's system?
Well, apparently very confident. I mean, I've based on what we saw today and the amount of plays that are in and the execution level is very good. So, but again, they did a great job. Credit the players for working all summer long and polishing things up.
I know you don't usually like to overhype things or whatever.
Never like to overhype things. That's
PK's job. Yeah. But what I mean, how do you teach 18-year-olds or an older to kind of distance themselves from that noise?
Yeah, it's not easy, it is certainly a concern. And I keep saying it, we haven't beat anybody yet. Everybody knows that. It's just some excitement built up for the season and you know, things to talk about and get the fans excited. But the bottom line is, you know, we continue to harp on this with the guys is don't pay attention to it because it doesn't matter. All that matters is what we do out here and the work that we put in getting ready for the first game.
How much can you get a serious read on place kicking? Because if you go back 2 years ago, the guy who ends up being the NFL draft pick wasn't the guy coming out of camp.
Exactly, but we knew he was good. You know, when he first started kicking for us, even though he was kind of raw, we knew the talent was there and the material. But the kickers, first of all, looked really good today. You know, their first day out, they I don't think we missed a kick. I missed one kick, and so that was a good start with the place kickers. But you never know. Someone, you know, hopefully someone emerges like they did 2 years ago and just takes it and runs with it.
So can you put them in high-pressure practice?
We try to. We try to construct as much game-like situations here and put, you know, running on the line for the rest of the team. I mean, you know, all kinds of things.
So consequences.
Consequences. There you go.
Is there a specific position group that maybe has taken the biggest leap as far as the end of spring through summer and beginning of fall camp?
It's too early to tell that. But I tell you right now, the defensive line, love their mentality and their attitude and just how they operate. They had a, you know, they're just as, you know, as just professional and hardworking of a group as we've had here.
How important do you think last year's run to the Pac-12 championship game was to all the guys who are returning back?
Very important. That experience was huge. They got a taste of it, you know, by winning the South. And this year they won it all. And that's a great mentality to have. But that experience of going to the championship game last year, I think, will be invaluable for those guys returning. I mean, it's to be able to play on that stage and be in that situation, that environment, was a great learning experience.
Thank you.
Okay, guys. Thank you.